Dick in the box.
If we're special, so take off the towel.
Take a look inside. It's my dick in a box.
It's in a box.
Welcome back to
SDFU.
To the show where we I had a brain fart there.
Talk
the show
shit.
Where we talk shit, read news stories, and keep it
strictly platonic.
I am your host with the most
sweat.
Yeah, it's true. Break the fourth wall, folks. I have eaten Chinese food with you this evening, and
you can't say that again. We did last week.
Last week.
Break the fourth wall. You're sweating.
Yeah,
that's all.
I'm consuming a lot of MSG. When I consume MSG, it is pouring.
You're pouring. Just sweating. It's hot. That's all.
That's it.
You don't have to give details.
I just the fact of the matter is, people need to know what's going on in my life.
No, because you have to create the story. You're breaking the fourth wall.
You broke it first.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
We did not eat Chinese food.
No, it's not like we ate it 2 hours ago, because that was last week. And this is this week, and that's different.
You're just sweating. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, that's the name of our show.
We have a sponsor.
Get out of here. Is the chocolate giant nutty delicious balls from Azerbaijan, are they back again?
No, they pulled out.
Fuck.
They pulled out.
That's
they,
my problem. They always pull
They didn't
out.
Like the burping.
Aw.
And the way that you kept messing up their name.
Now, hold on a second. You messed up the name because you had the paper in front. You had to read and
right.
You fucked it up.
Right.
And
it's
now
not like I had
lost.
Just heard it.
Absolutely
right.
Not. We prepare weeks, months in advance for this
right.
Show.
Right. You're right. You're right. You're totally right. So we have a new one now.
Well,
they called us last night at midnight.
Okay.
They said, hey, we heard that chocolate deliciousness, nutty balls.
Delicious ballsiness.
Pulled out. So
literally. The
please read
out.
Our ad.
Well, I'm excited. Who's this new sponsor?
Well, our new sponsor is icecreamshaver.com.
Icecreamshaver.com.
That's right.
Are you a fan of old school plastic ice cream cone? You know when you were a kid, you're playing like fake ice cream and stuff?
Totally.
Like, just brings you back to your childhood. Icecreamshaver.com is literally that. It is a shaver, a men's 5-blade razor in the shape.
Five? No, it has a bonus shaver now. It's 6 blades.
Get out of here. It's 6 now?
It's a six blades.
Sean Connery is 6 blades.
6 blades.
Check out.
So that you could cut yourself even
ice
more.
Icecreamshaver.com.
Mm-hmm.
6 blades.
It comes in all different colors and
in
flavors.
It's in the flavor. Yes, you can get chocolate. It's literally in the shape of an ice cream cone. And you could put ice cream on it if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And so the motor actually acts as a cooling agent to keep that ice cream cool during the warm summer months, but mostly use it as a razor,
as a
shaver.
And then you can lick it afterwards, clean yourself up.
Yes. You can't do both at the same time yet, but they are working on that.
They are.
That will be in the model version 2. Model version 1 is, it's a beautiful decoration. It's an actual ice cream cone that you can use to serve ice cream on at the same time or...
While you're shaving.
While you're shaving, have a lick of ice cream.
Yeah, that's right. Icecreamshaver.com.
Use the promo code STFU to save 10% on checkout.
And get an extra blade. You get a 7th blade for free.
You get a reserve blade in case one of those 6
No, it's 7 blades.
So they actually, during this announcement, Charlie just got a text and they said, just for the STFU listeners, we've included a 7th
blade. For free when you use STFU.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I think so.
I got a question for you, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Why can't women decide on where to eat? What the fuck is with this? Okay, I
honestly don't know.
Are you like this?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. It's every fucking woman on the fucking planet.
I don't even think it's... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so let me tell you why
I'm tell
irked,
me where I
okay?
first.
Because I went to go have lunch with a friend, common friend, you know her. She's a vegan. She's part-time vegan, part-time vegetarian. The one with the dogs there.
Right.
Okay. So I don't think she cares. Let's call her Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Kathy...
has dogs and a motorcycle.
Yeah, motorcycle. She's cool. But she wants to go to a vegan place. I'm like, hey.
Sure.
I'm a fan of Meatless Mondays. I had off. I'm like, let's go.
Okay.
Vegan place. I'm the type of guy, I make my decision. I plan my shit out. It's done. We don't have to worry about it till we get there.
Okay.
I already planned, like, okay, we'll meet at this time. I'll make the reservation, but She's like, how about this place? Sends me. I'm like, sounds good. Let's book it. No, wait. What about this? And then she's like, Facebooking me all these fucking restaurants. Like, oh, this Yelp, there's this. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is good.
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, okay, this is good. Let's go there. No, but wait, why are you making a decision? So I'm like, what do you mean? I want to fucking eat somewhere. I'm making a decision. We're eating here. That's, you know? And it was this big fucking ordeal. She was texting me like 40 fucking places. I'm like, just pick a fucking place.
Okay.
What the fuck? Decide on something. And then we...
Well, at least she was suggesting places. I mean, most of the time...
No, but here's the thing. I'm cool with that. Suggest the place. Then we've decided on it. Don't say, hey, what about this place after we've decided on it? And this whole thing was like a 3-hour ordeal about her sending me 400 fucking restaurants and like, we're just going to lunch. What the fuck? We're not buying a fucking house.
Most girls don't even, they just don't want to decide at all. Like, they don't even suggest places.
Right.
I don't.
I don't mind that. I'll decide for you. I've made the
decision. Most guys don't, though. That's what I mean.
That is true. And I think that's something I'm working on, being more decisive. Mm-hmm. I think women like that. So I'm like, okay, let's go here. No, but why are you like, making a decision? And I'm like, how about this place? And this
that's
is good.
Weird.
And I'm like, fuck off. Let's just go here. And it was this big ordeal. And at the end of it, it was like, she's an idiot. I don't want to go to lunch with her anymore. Fuck this shit.
No, that's weird, though, that she sent you a few places and then she was like, oh, but why? Why are you deciding? Why are you deciding? That's weird. I've never heard of that before.
What about this? I think she just didn't want to commit. She wanted to check out.
Also possible.
Fuck that. Commit. Go to lunch.
For me, one thing that I hate about guys is that maybe because I decide so much in my own business and I have to like, you know, make this so many decisions that I just in real life, like in real life situation,
yeah.
I don't want to think about anything.
Right.
Can you just decide?
Yeah.
Like, so when we go out for lunch or supper or whatever,
yeah.
And it's like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, but decide, where do you want to go? Like, any place. I'm like, I don't care. You decide. Anywhere, I don't care. Just fucking decide.
Cool. And I'm cool with that. And then I would go, hey, let's go here. We're going here. And then you seem to be more of a guy. So you'll be like, okay.
Fine.
Sounds good.
Whatever.
From my experience, from what I've heard and seen, every other woman's like, no, but what about this? No, you want to go to here? Like, fucking...
Well, most women want you to choose a place that they would want to go.
Well, how the fuck do I know that?
Well, you should know.
How the fuck do you know?
Well, if you're vegan, let's say if you know that she's a vegan.
That's why I picked a fucking...
Did she suggest it?
This wasn't a date.
No, I know, I know.
Just going for lunch.
Did she suggest it?
Suggest it. Yeah, well,
right? You should have suggested another place.
I did.
Okay.
And she didn't pick that. And then she's like this and that.
I don't know. It's weird. Maybe she's in a period.
Fucking places. Pick a fucking place.
Maybe she's PMSing. I don't know.
And at the end of it, I'm like, we're going here.
End of story.
That's it.
It was fine, or she was complaining the whole time?
I forget if she decided, but there was frustration there. It was common frustration.
Did she like
on my side
complain while you were there?
No, zero.
Okay, well, there you go.
It was a 3-day ordeal. It was over multiple days, multiple hours of this, that. Like, just pick a fucking place.
I don't know why girls do that. Because it happens to me all the time, too. I wonder if there's like a psychological reason.
And for guys who can't decide, fuck off. Make a decision.
Why can't girls decide where they want to eat? Ew, Kanye West forum. I'm not looking at this. Maybe I am.
And guys, while she's checking that out, do your girlfriends or significant others do this same? I think it's every fucking woman on the planet cannot decide on where to eat.
This girl said they want the men to decide for them. Duh.
No problem. But when you make a decision, the man makes a decision and then you fucking say no. Like, fuck off.
I gave about 6 damn places and they all said no. Because they're low-key stupid but cute sometimes. Wow, Kanye West, man. Women are stupid. Gotta get a BBW. What does that mean?
Big beautiful woman.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
They're always down to eat whatever.
Yeah, big beautiful woman, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because they think everything's a game. Started just saying we are going to pick you up at. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Instead of where do you want to go eat? It's true though, actually. That's kind of...
Yeah.
These guys are stupid, but it's kind of true. Instead of saying like, where do you want to go eat? You say like, how about we go to blah at this time? The girl will be like, yeah, okay.
Or no, instead of... Don't say how about... Say, hey, we're going here.
No, say how about, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because girls have to make the final decision.
Okay. What do you say? Okay, how about we go here? And then, oh, I don't want to go there. Okay, how about here? Oh,
no.
But a lot of women do that.
Okay, but how about you say, how about we go to this place? I'll pick you up at 8. And then hang up on their face.
Yeah, but click.
Yeah, but see you later. Or, you know what's okay. The best one?
Okay.
Choose between two places.
Ah.
How about we go between this place and this place?
Yeah.
Then we'll be like, okay, this place. Like,
and if you hear any hesitation, okay, we're going here, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I hate deciding.
I once booked a movie with when I went to go hang out with Phil before your birthday.
Okay.
We went to go see a movie. It's a local movie called Bon Cop, Bad Cop. Like, okay. Good Cop, Bad Cop. I ordered the tickets online. I got our seating 16 days in advance.
Jesus, okay.
And like, the theater was only half full. I planned to the so much that I'll book 2 weeks in advance a fucking movie ticket.
No. I can't even decide, like, if you give me two pairs of shoes and tell me to pick, I'll buy both.
Okay.
Period. I won't decide.
I will decide and I will plan every step. Like, we're going out for a friend's birthday on Friday. It's a friend of Panama.
Okay.
And so I'm like, hey, let's go out. Let's go for fucking your birthday. Okay.
For fucking your birthday? For
fucking on your birthday. That's what I said. We go out for your
fucking on your birthday.
For fucking your birthday. So I'm like, okay, where do you want? It's your birthday. Where are we going? She mentioned the place. Okay, we're going here. Let's go for 8 o'clock. I've made the reservations. Meet at this time. Blah, blah, blah. Done.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm always afraid I'm going to regret the decision.
Okay, interesting.
And I'm actually working on it because...
Maybe that's the female thing.
Yeah,
the,
maybe.
Like, it's the big regret. Like,
yeah, it's possible because I talk to myself very often when I'm changing clothes. Okay. Because I'll change clothes like 8 times before going out.
Interesting.
And I'll be like this. And then I'll change into something else and I'll be like, okay, this.
Yeah.
And I have to tell myself out loud, Charlie, does it fucking matter? And then I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter. And then I go out the door. Okay. Like, I have to do it. Same thing as like when I have two things that I'm holding, let's say like two pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you seriously going to think about this pair of shoes in 2 weeks? And I'm like, probably not. Okay, yeah. I'm just going to buy this one. Like, I have to tell myself out loud that it's like ridiculous.
Women, though, if you're listening, maybe Brooke is listening. I don't know. That's what you gotta do.
You're right. There's not a lot of girls on the network.
You don't have a lot
of
females, no.
If you're a girl, can you tweet me at STFU Podcast? Just say girl. Hashtag girl.
There you go.
That's all.
We need more women on this.
I just want to know.
Network.
Because am I talking out of my ass or am I like weirdly teaching too many guys here?
Women, get your shit together. Okay, you're up.
Or guys, get your shit together?
Guys, be more decisive. But women, when they make a decision, fucking deal with it. Or you make a decision and fucking stick with it.
I can't fucking deal. Forget it. It's not possible.
Fuck off.
I went on a date the other day with my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Ex-ex-ex-boyfriend.
XXX. Ooh. XXX.
Ponytail.
Ponytail. Oh, you want a date with Ponytail? Was that after or before the birthday?
After birthday.
But did the birthday thing...
No. Did the birthday thing?
The birthday thing be like, I'll go on a date with him. Because of the birthday thing. Because you were playing... I'm going to tell you, as an outsider, when I came in to... Like, I knew a couple of people there, but I don't really hang out with them. It came off to me like you were being the girlfriend there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody though. Maybe I was.
But just the way you were interacting with him, and then
was he even around most of the time?
Yeah, he was. Wasn't. Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, but
I felt like I was next to you the whole time.
But I just
were talking to M all the time.
Yeah, right? I was talking to M. M's fucking funny.
For like 5 hours.
Yeah. M brought a friend who was pretty cute.
Yeah. Well, actually, apparently, he slept with her that night.
Ooh.
No, Ponytail did.
Oh, okay. Okay, because he's married.
Yeah, he's married. Okay. No, that'd be weird.
Ponytail got with her?
Yeah, he slept
good
with her.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, he slept with her.
Good for you. Yeah. She was fucking cute.
Yeah, so...
good for him.
I forget her name now, but yeah.
Fuck, cute chick.
She was too quiet, I find, for me.
Not a problem. Yeah. I like quiet girls.
Okay.
Because you get to like... They're like a present. You open them up and you get to know more.
If you say so.
Yeah, I can extract blood from a stone. If I want to.
What?
Yeah, man. I can get more shit out of people.
Oh, okay.
People.
I don't know. Maybe if you say so.
Tell me.
So I went on a date.
Okay.
And it was fun. Whatever.
What was the whole, like, why the date now?
Because it was his birthday. So right. I said, I'm going to take you out.
That's not a date, though.
Okay, but I said, let's go on a date. It'd be fun. And he's like, okay, let's go on a date. So we went like on a date. But it's like we've known each other for like 8 years.
Right. But why now say let's go on a date?
Because it was funny.
Okay. It was more of a joke.
Yeah. And plus, I want to get to know him a little bit more because we left on a really bad note.
Okay.
And I was sick for most of our relationship and I wasn't like all there psychologically. Right. So
okay. Yeah, yeah.
We were like, let's just like get to know each other. And I feel like I'm comfortable enough with him right now that we can like be honest with each other. Anyways, we were talking about all kinds of shit that night.
Okay.
Turns out I don't even know the kid.
Wow.
Like,
and you dated him for a couple of years.
6 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know him. And I told him that I dated a few girls since.
Yeah.
And he's like, first of all, I was scared of telling him because he's a super prude.
Okay.
Like he's super conservative. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, that's cool. I kind of knew it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Never mind. I thought I was going to tell him like blow his head off.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, that's cool. It was really like nice to get to know him.
Well, that's cool.
And it made me realize, all this to say on the podcast, it made me realize that most people, like you'll hang out with people, but you don't really know them.
Yeah.
Like it really takes a really good one-on-one for you to get to know somebody.
You also have to be receptive, like in that.
Exactly. You have to like accept that information and ask questions and be like, hey, how are you? All of our friends, like I hardly know them.
I'd say the last 6-7 months?
Yeah, we got closer.
I've gotten closer with you.
Right.
Because we would hang out more with common, it was a common group.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sometimes hang out, but not like...
We never were one-on-one with each other.
No, you never, like, I'd only find out stuff that was happening with you on your podcast. Like,
exactly.
Like your car got broken into whatever. I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't know that.
But so, it's most people are like that, I find.
Yeah, when you start to hang out with more people more, you kind of get to know them
But
better.
It's not even that, because I mean, like, I hang out with a lot of people, and it doesn't mean that I know them. Because we talk about general things, you know, like, hey, where you want to go eat? Or, hey, where you want to go shopping? Or, or you'll talk about that one thing that you have in common and that's it. And the rest doesn't even exist.
Give me an example, Duke.
Yeah.
Me, it's just, we just hang out for pro wrestling.
Exactly.
I've known him 15 years.
But you don't know about like his everyday life.
No, nah, but I mean, I see him sometimes and stuff on Facebook, but I wouldn't consider him like my go-to friend or whatever. But nothing bad.
It's but just, he's always
kinda,
around.
Yeah, it would just kind of just... done the wrestling thing and
I wonder how many I know that a lot of people are like that. I wonder how many listeners are like that. How many people do you actually know?
Like how many close friends, like not friends you even hang out with on a regular basis, ones that you like really got to know? And usually I think it's maybe 5 people in my
not
life.
Even less than that. Yeah. I'm sure maybe 2.
Well, for me it'd be a bit more.
You think so?
Yeah, I've got you, C-Money I'm pretty close with, Kebbo.
Do you know C-Money though? Like, do you know his everyday life?
Well, not...
With the kids?
Well, no.
He goes through?
When he got married and stuff.
There you go. So you don't.
But I don't talk maybe about the kids stuff, but I talk...
But that's his life.
But we have deep conversations.
Oh, okay.
Not about the kids.
Okay, okay. Well, it's most of his life, right?
Yeah, but there's other stuff.
There's other stuff. I don't think I have a lot. I think I have, like, not a lot.
You got Brooke.
Yeah. I don't even consider, I think I don't have anybody that I really consider knowing properly.
Well, didn't you have that guy there, the guy who was on speed or whatever? You said you talked to him all the time?
Oh, yeah, I used to talk to him a lot, yeah. We haven't spoken since, though, but...
since the speed thing?
Yeah, since the, no, it wasn't speed.
Coke.
Yeah, no, we haven't spoken since.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I used to know, I would know him, I knew a lot about him, but yeah.
I think, I don't know if I'm going to phrase this right.
Probably not.
I think you're closer to me than I am to you. Does that make sense?
No. I think that you know me better than I know you.
No, or I consider you a closer friend than you consider me.
Okay. Oh my God.
That
that's such a good segue because I wanted to talk about this too.
Okay, go for it.
You know what I realized the other day?
What?
Your best friend isn't necessarily best friends with you.
That is a cool segue. It's true. Or what?
Isn't that crazy?
Or someone you consider closer than they are to you.
Yes.
How do you know?
Well, because I've seen, like, because I work in wedding industry, I've seen a lot of, like, friends of friends get married, and I'm the photographer.
Right.
And, like, let's say Justine, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I came up with that name. Justine asks...
Frederick
to be her best maid, her maid of honor.
Right.
Frederick might ask Julie to be her maid of honor because she's closer to her.
Yeah.
But that means that... She considers, Justine considers Frederic her best friend.
Yeah.
But Frederic doesn't consider Justine her best friend. She likes Julie better.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's interesting.
But it's always like that.
But would the guy, would the person be hurt by that, or should they? I wouldn't think so. I mean,
but isn't that like, does it exist when people are authentically like?
Yeah, because honestly,
best friends with each other.
Because honestly, I think I'm more closer to you than you are to me. If that makes sense.
No, I think my closest friends are you and Brooke. But before, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Before we got like
hanging out,
get to know each other.
Of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy?
It's interesting.
I realized this recently.
But does the person have a right to be upset? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, it depends on how jealous you are, I guess.
Well, jealous of a friend, really?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. It must be. Yeah. Like you're closer to this one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember. Okay, I remember in high school, which is funny because I just realized this recently, but it happened to me in high school where it was me, my friend Samantha, and my friend Twiny.
Jessica.
Cares.
Twiny?
Twiny.
Twiny's so hot, bro. Like, can you hook me up with Twiny?
So, Twiny.
Me and Twiny.
Yeah. I love giving these weird names. Me and Twiny were together all the time. We're okay. Talking together. But the problem is that I, without knowing, stole her from Samantha. Because Twiny and Samantha were best friends for the longest time.
Right.
So Samantha was super jealous of me and Twiny. And then something happened. We got into like a dance class together.
Okay.
And the year after, me and Samantha got super close. And then Twiny got super jealous.
Interesting.
Right? And then I like realized what was going on and I backed off. And then they became best friends again. Super weird. Like it was always a weird friendship.
Why did you have to back off? Right. You can't still be best friends with both of them?
Well, because in high school, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it, I guess in high school it's just like one-on-one
right.
all the time. It's always like best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're the same. Rather than in real life, you can have best friends all over the place.
That's it. Like, I don't think I'd be upset.
I don't think I'm Brooke's best friend.
No.
I don't think so.
You guys look pretty close. Friends? Or
yeah, I'm pretty sure she's my best friend. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because I don't have anybody else closer.
But if it wasn't, like, would that be a problem?
No, I wouldn't care.
Yeah. I wonder, would other people be kind of like butthurt, a little butthurt about it? I'm curious.
In my head, I find it weird because it's like, if I have problems, I go see her. If she has problems, she goes see the other one.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay. Am I annoying you with my problems then? You prefer telling me your... You know what I mean?
It's so weird. It's so funny. And for the longest time with you, that same thing.
Isn't that funny though?
That same thing.
I just realized
because you're not the type to come to me with shit, but you're not the type to go at anybody with shit, right?
Nobody with
That's
shit.
That's it. I wonder how many people like think this.
Yeah, I wonder. I thought it was like so weird. I just realized it.
Yeah.
Because I saw it with a bunch of like brides recently, like in beginning of October.
And do you think...
October? July.
What month are you fucking living at?
I'm dyslexic.
Do you think it's like a mostly female thing or...
No, I don't think so, because you see it in guys, too.
Yeah.
But guys, I'm sure, are a little bit more weird about calling somebody their best friend.
Do guys hang out in groups more than women do? Or does it even...
Depends. Are they going to the bathroom?
If they go to the bathroom, they don't go in groups.
That's girls do.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you think girls have more, like, gangs?
No,
or guys have gangs?
I have no idea.
Because guys...
Yeah, depends on the world, I guess.
I go, guys centralize more around sports or whatever shit like that. Movies and comics and...
Yeah.
Nerd shit?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let's move on. It's crazy. Twitter, let us know.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of...
Super curious.
Yeah.
Hashtag BFFs forever.
Yeah, or like, are you BFF today? No, what you said was better.
Okay, can I talk to you?
No.
Okay.
End the show. Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
You know what we didn't do in a while?
What?
Weird questions to ask a guy. Oh, that was nice.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Okay. When did the saying, looks can be deceiving, really hit home?
Like, during my time? Like, my history?
But you know what? While I was reading this, it made me think of something else. You know how people call girls butterface?
Yeah, everything's good butterface.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that mean?
It is.
There's also two-face.
I never heard the two-face.
Two-face is like, sometimes she's pretty, sometimes she's not.
Well, depending on what she's wearing or what she looks like.
Yeah, or like what her face looks like.
We've talked about the makeup thing, and
there's
some women who don't wear makeup who look very attractive. There's other women who I've seen starting on makeup and then without makeup, and I didn't recognize them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
I used to hear that saying in high school all the time, butterface and...
She's got a good butterface, yeah.
Yeah, butter. Yeah. She's a butterface.
She's got a great ass, but she's a butterface. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've said that a bunch of times.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And two-faced.
But here's the thing. Women are fucking the same way. Like, they'll look at a guy like, fuck that guy. Like, you know.
Less.
I've heard you fucking say it a bunch of times.
I know. but it's for show purposes.
But why? But oh, really? Okay. But why is it okay if it's set on a guy more than a girl? Is it just
because
the
because
fucking...
we don't mean it?
Okay.
We'll like still get
You'll
to know you.
You'll say it, but you don't mean okay. Whereas guys are like fuck. This.
Yeah, and then guys will be like fuck this per bitch.
But honestly, that depends on the guy too, because I've been attracted to the most unique type of women. Women that people will go like, what the fuck is this? Like, I like chicks with big noses.
Big noses?
Yeah, like I like a big nose at all.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even you went like, ugh. But it depends on the chick. Like, if the woman's got like a cartoonish nose, like, I actually like that.
Ugh, it's terrible.
But that's what I'm saying. I have weird, again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I'm 100.
It's so stupid.
I don't care if you say it's stupid, because certain guys like certain things.
That's true. What's a thing that you really find like weirdly? Well, I guess the nose thing is pretty good. Something you find weirdly attractive?
Bangs,
big nose.
Bangs.
All on everybody?
Yeah, most.
Really?
Yes.
I hate them.
Like a bangs for me, a chick can go from a 6 to a 9.
A 9?
A 9.
That's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. So weird bangs.
I'm trying to think about me. Not me, but I mean, like, what I like. I mean, blue eyes is just a winner.
I've never noticed a chick's eyes, ever.
No, you notice it on a guy.
Like,
especially if he has, like...
I could even tell you what your eye color was before, like, I've never looked at your eye color.
My sister says that they're diarrhea color.
Shit.
Which is true. No, like, diarrhea, not shit.
Brown, brownish.
Like, yellow-brown?
Hazel-brown. Yeah, chunky.
Yeah, so my sister is loves me that way. Yeah, diarrhea color.
I thought you said your sister's a lesbian that way.
No, I like arms on guys.
Like,
they don't have to be muscular, just like defined arms. Love it.
Toned?
Yeah, toned, I guess. Yeah, it's good.
I've heard women say that. Like, they like toned
love
or muscular
it.
Arms. Huh?
I
Interesting.
I squeeze guys' arms all the time. I'm like,
But they gotta be like muscly, not like
no.
squish.
They could just go like, when I'm touching it, they could just like flex. I'll be like, okay,
there
cool,
you go.
Thank
cool.
you. When did the sayings looks can be deceiving really hit a home?
5 years ago.
Why?
I don't know. I just heard it once.
Okay, let's move on then. What's the longest amount of time you've ever been awake?
36 hours.
Oh, I killed you. When was this?
36 to 38. I was, this goes back to high school days or plus high school days where I did an overnighter at a friend's house and we went to Lerone the next day and that woke me up and went on, because I am afraid of heights.
Okay.
And we went on, like, this magic carpet.
Oh, yeah. Remember
but it's
that
like
one?
The pussiest ride ever. And I'm like, I'm dying. I can't believe it. Get me off. Get me off. And went on the big monster roller coaster. I did not look.
Really?
That, I'm like...
But this is after you wouldn't have been awake for 36
yeah,
hours?
Yeah, that woke me the fuck up quick.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I did that once. I'm like, fuck this. I can't even go on... You know the ski when you go up the... You're in the little fucking cabin there? The thing to go up
the
hill?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, something.
The mount, the hill thing. Uh-huh. I know Carp's like, it's this, you fucking idiot, every time. The little thing that it brings up the hill. I can't look down.
Oh, really?
I freak out. I also have vertigo. I can't look up. At tall buildings.
Jesus, you're a mess.
I'm fucking finished. I'm a wreck. I can't... If I go downtown, I can't look up at the buildings.
Jesus.
I'll lose my like orientation. I'll get surrounded. I'll walk into traffic.
Really?
Yeah.
I stayed up 70 hours.
What?
Yeah. I don't remember
Three
what happened.
3 days.
3 days, yeah. I remember specifically 70 hours because I remember noticing it and then going, maybe I can make it. Like 2 more hours.
Yeah.
And then, no, I passed out.
No, you passed out. Yeah.
Yeah, but I was hallucinating at the end. Like, I was literally seeing things. It was bad.
Wow.
It was bad. I don't remember what happened, though. It's like I had to work, and then I had to drive all the way to New York, spend the whole day.
So you were driving there and back.
Yeah, spending the day there, coming all the way back.
Yeah.
And, like, at 70 hours, I was, like, in the car hallucinating.
Driving?
I'd like, yeah, like ooh, at the end there, 65 hours there. I was like at the end.
That's not good.
Yeah. I pictured like somebody like with a shovel on the side of the highway, like digging
up. As you're
up.
Driving?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Why the fuck are you driving, man? You're freaking me out.
I know. It was bad. It was really
like,
bad.
Like you're shitting on me for fucking driving in the rain.
I know.
You're
it was
driving
bad.
You're seeing people shoveling nonsense. Like
I thought they were shoveling like a dead body. I was like,
what
oh
the
shit,
fuck?
Man. I can't believe I just saw that.
Well, but wouldn't that be a sign of like, maybe you should pull over at some point?
And yeah. I started hallucinating. I was like, okay, yeah, that's never do that again. Thanks. What landmarks from your childhood was destroyed and what was put up in its place?
Landmarks?
Like a landmark that I guess was significant.
Like a place I used to go to, like a restaurant. Well,
the Scratch.
Yeah, the Scratch got shut down. We used to go there all the time.
Every Friday.
Yeah. This used to be our playground.
It was such a dirty place.
My grade school got shut down, but it was supposed to get replaced with a woman's prison.
What?
And then, yeah, the one, you know where I went to there?
Yeah?
Alien school.
A woman's prison?
Yeah, there's supposed to be like a women's correctional facility there, but it got like voted against.
In our town?
Yeah, like on that street.
Okay, there
it is. I'm telling you, that was supposed to be the prison.
That was stupid. Yeah. Why would they put it right in the middle of a residential area?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, okay. That, like, I didn't even know that. A halfway house
or something. It was supposed to be something with like
I didn't even know
correctional.
That.
Or then it was supposed to be a senior's home, and then that got shut down. But so the school closed. I'm trying to think of something else that... I think we're too young for that.
Why? No.
Like, do you have any? Because I'm trying to think off the top of my head, like something...
A loft.
Okay.
The gym now. It's a club I used to go to. Or else...
Well, that's it. Like, nothing's really closed.
Yeah, everything's still there, right? Yeah. Oh, well, good for us. What is the most useful thing your mom or dad ever taught you?
My mom? Keep your dink down when you gotta pee.
Keep your dick down?
Dink. She called it dink.
Meaning your dick?
Yeah. Your dink.
What? What were you supposed to do otherwise?
I'd just... It'd be up and it'd be peeing everywhere.
And that's what you would do? And you'd be like, this is supposed... Be it?
Yeah, well, just remember, I remember my mom. That's like my earliest memories. Like, keep your dink down.
Really?
Yeah. That was just aiming everywhere. Fuck,
that means that you were probably like 3.
Yeah, I was like 3 or 5.
And you remember that?
Yeah.
I hope you were 3, not 17. No,
it was yesterday, actually. Pissing everywhere. Keep your dink down.
That's really funny.
Oh, and well, there was the dink. And then there was the handshake. So she said, I think it was like 10. She said, shake my hand. I said, okay. She said, every time you shake a person's hand, you got to shake it like you mean it. My mom, because my father wasn't really there, so my mom was my dad kind of thing.
Good job, mom.
She's like, ever since then, I always give a firm handshake.
That's my huge pet peeve, man. Yeah, That's my biggest pet peeve.
When I shake your hand, I mean it. Thank you, mom.
Okay, well, thank you, mom.
And keep your dink down.
Show tattle.
Keep your dink down. How about you?
Go ahead.
How about you?
That's it. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Like parental or family advice.
Yeah.
You have to keep your dink down?
Keep your dink down was a great one. My dad told me that one. No, I don't think my mom and dad really taught me anything.
Must have been something. When you put it in pasta, you put it in oil so it doesn't stick.
My little brother taught me how to make tomato sauce.
There you go. You put the tomatoes, you crush them, and then you make the sauce.
The problem with my mom and dad, we weren't very good communicators. We were very closed-in family. Like. Okay. Did I ever tell you about the pad story? Like the period pad?
Uh-oh.
Period pad?
Period pads?
That works. I remember when I was like 11 or 12, I was watching TV, and you know how the commercials of like the blue liquid on the pads?
Right.
And I asked my mom.
The fuck's that?
What's the blue liquid supposed to represent? And she told me, oh, it's pee-pee.
Okay. So you thought it was like a Depends diaper?
I thought it was like a diaper for old people.
Okay.
Because that's what she told me. Yeah, you can imagine my surprise when I had my period for the first time.
Did you not know what it was? Like, nobody told you?
Nobody told me, no.
Nobody told you what the blood was and stuff?
Oh, no. I got so scared. Wow. The first time I got my period, I was in the bathroom, obviously. I got so scared. I thought I was bleeding that I stopped it with my anxiety.
Because you had it a bit later, right? Later in life?
I had it when I was 15.
Okay.
And then I got so scared and anxious that it stopped until I was 18.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like that day I stopped it from the anxiety. I was so scared.
Wow.
Yeah, and it stopped for 3 years. And then at 18 years old, I knew by then.
Holy, okay. So, ladies, if you don't want to have periods till you're
just
later...
Just be scared shitless.
Just be scared shitless.
And bloodless.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's pee-pee.
Let's end the show on... It's kind of like a Strictly Platonic, but it's going to be... The best of Craigslist.
The best of Craigslist?
Yeah, so this is just the most weird fucking articles. Either platonics, people selling shit, people offering shit, people looking for
shit. I love it.
And you're going to vote on your favorite Craigslist ad. All right, your first article, Charlie.
Yes.
Would you like to wow friends and family with your uncanny Tom Cruise impersonation?
What?
Now you can learn how to be Tom Cruise in just one afternoon.
Wow.
A professional Tom Cruise impersonator is developing a one-hour crash course where you can learn to do your own impression of the Top Gun star.
Nice.
He needs beta testers who are eager to learn the tricks of the Tom Cruise.
So he's practicing his workshop?
Who are eager to learn the tricks of the Tom Cruise impersonator trade. All genders and body types and ethnicities are welcome.
Wow, okay.
You don't have to look like Tom. The class will be filmed for review. Participants will be given their footage for their participation in this trial run of the Learn to Be Tom Cruise session.
Okay.
Please reply with the following. Name, age, photo, email address, phone number, and a sentence or two why you would like to be Tom Cruise.
I wonder how many people he got.
All right, next stat, Charlie.
Probably
ready?
Zero.
You never know. Next stat, Charlie. Ready?
Yep.
Does mold turn you on?
No, stop.
Do you like to get down and dirty around decay?
No.
Do you want to fuck among some fungi?
No, no.
The title says it all.
No, no.
I'm just a cold babe living in a moldy bedroom looking for a lady.
No, no.
The jury's out on whether or not this musty love nest might be hazardous. But what's the fun in doing it without a little danger? The mattress isn't directly on the composting carpet. So while you won't be manhandling the mildew, you'll still be having sex while swimming in spores.
Okay, this has to be a joke.
You bring a jacket, I'll make a mixtape. I'm hot to trot and surrounded by rot.
That's a joke.
If it is, it's still amazing.
I would call him. Because I know it's a joke. Has to be.
But if it was serious, would you do it?
No.
All right. Glorious starter potato. I'll show you the photo.
All right. There's a photo. Oh. Oh, that's nice.
In spring cleaning, I was cleaning out the back cabinet and found a glorious starter potato. I feel sad just chucking it. He actually named him. I feel bad just chucking him since he has made such an impression in attempt at life and propagation. If you have a yard or garden and would be willing to take this glorious plant from my hands, I'd be happy knowing that he's able to live his dreams.
Aww.
I've included photos to show his gnarly awesomeness and hope you can help provide him some great loving home.
Aww.
AKA fertile soil to grow. So would you take in this glorious starter potato?
100%.
All right.
I want to.
Charlie.
Yeah.
You looking to pet a sheep?
Is it a pig?
I recently discovered what mutton busting is. Basically, it's like bull riding, but they're 7-year-olds trying to hold on to a bucking sheep.
What?
I, however, am 22 years old, 130-pound woman, and would probably break a sheep's back and am too afraid to go bull riding. I do something strange every new year, and this year I want to sit on a sheep. I am disappointed that I missed out on mutton busting as a child, but I love animals and sheep are awesome. If anyone in Colorado owns a sheep that wouldn't bite me for petting it, I would love to just take a picture of me pretending to be sitting on its back.
That's cheating.
I swear to you, it's only that. I will literally pay you to let me take a picture pretending to be mutton busting on your pet sheep. This is my New Year's resolution.
Oh my God.
And I plan to fulfill it because for some reason, I think pretending to be riding a sheep is awesome.
You're a pussy.
Email me if you can offer me such happiness to fulfill this random dream.
What a pussy. Make sure that he doesn't bite me. Come on.
I've never heard of somebody being fixated with petting sheep. But so, Charlie, if you had to choose one, would you pick the Tom Cruise impersonation?
Yeah.
Would you pick, does mold turn you on? Would you pick the glorious starter potato? Or would you be looking to pet a sheep?
Okay, so it's not petting a sheep, it's sitting on a sheep. A sheep?
A sheep. It's specifically pretending to be mutton busting a sheep and petting it.
Okay. So I would call the moldy guy.
You call the moldy guy.
Because I know he's joking. And if he has that sense of humor, that's hilarious. And I want to meet him.
But what if you find out later he has the moldy room?
Then I'll shoot myself in the head.
Yeah. But you're going to take a chance on the mold man.
Yeah.
Take a chance on the mold man. Viewers at home, listeners at home. What would you pick? Would you pick Tom Cruise?
Kind of curious about the Tom Cruise one, though. Man.
Imagine you come up with like the best Tom Cruise impersonation.
Oh my God, imagine I'm like a pro.
Would you get the starter potato or would you mutton bust
the
sheep?
I definitely want to give the potato a good home, though, because I have a yard.
I agree. You know what? Potatoes need good homes, especially a starter potato like that.
Yeah.
The potato is very well endowed.
Which one would you choose?
I'd go for the potato.
You go for the potato?
Yeah.
Go with the moldy carpet. The
No, I'm good. All right, plugs, funnel thoughts, Charlie.
If you want to write us an email, please do. We don't have anyone this week. Send us ideas of what to talk about, or you know, your rants or your pet peeves, or
follow up from previous episodes because we're going to start with emails now going forward. And if you get like pissed off about women not being able to choose a restaurant, let us know. What earth or something that you think we might be interested in discussing, please also share.
Since we don't agree on anything. You can send us that email at thestfupodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet us at thestfupodcast.
Yep, yep. You could also go on stfupodcast.com and go and follow us on iTunes or Google Play or anywhere you follow podcasts.
Or YouTube as well. And while you're there,
click on YouTube too.
That too. And while you're there, click on the Amazon link where you can help support the show. You buy your stuff. Does not cost you an extra cent. Gives a couple of pennies to support our endeavors in audio podcasting.
Do it.
Support the show. Thank you very much. So for Charlie and Old School, This is me saying rescue your potatoes.
Rescue all potatoes.
Yeah. And keep your dink down. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin.